Previously on Algoa FM.
Southern Africa's citrus industry is battling a perfect storm of increased production, rising farming input costs, and a decline in export prices that threaten to erode its profitability. That's according to Justin Chadwick, CEO of the Citrus Growers Association of Southern Africa, writing in Business Day. With fruit production set to grow by 500,000 tons over the next 3 to 5 years, soaring fertilizer and fuel prices stemming from Russia's invasion of Ukraine, high freight rates, and inefficiencies at South Africa's ports, Chadwick says the industry's long-term survival is at risk. South Africa is the second biggest exporter of citrus in the world after Spain. Markets this morning looking a little healthier. The JSE ended yesterday down 0.2%. That's both the All Share and the Top 40. London's FTSE down 1%, but then New York came online, ending with the Dow up 0.2%, the S&P 500 up 1%, the Nasdaq up 1.6%. That's carried through to the Asia-Pacific region today. Tokyo up just under 1%, Hong Kong up 1.4%, Sydney up 0.3%. The US dollar back at 105 to the euro, the rand 1593 to the dollar, 1678 to the euro, 1955 to sterling, gold at 1828, platinum at 920, bitcoin just over $21,000 per coin, Brent crude oil down to just under $110 a barrel. And finally, in one of the more egregious acts yet by government, the Department of Agriculture has imposed a ban on what we might call meaty names for plant-based meat alternatives and similar. The Food Safety Agency has also been instructed by the department to seize and remove any plant-based products using names that traditionally refer to animal-based products. For example, vegan veggie biltong, mushroom biltong, plant-based meatballs, vegan nuggets, vegan barbecue ribs, plant-based chicken-style strips. Major retailer Woolworths has also been instructed to can its plant-based egg substitute, Just Egg, saying it cannot be sold as eggs as it does not hail from domestic fowl. Three things stand out. First, this is a massive waste of taxpayers' resources in a sector that's growing rapidly and, according to top IP law firm Adams & Adams, revolutionizing parts of the local food industry. Second, it flies in the face of this same government's efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. I, personally, am very partial to red meat, but there's no denying the impact of commercial farming on climate change. Any number of major international organizations agree that part of the planet's climate change survival strategy is going to have to be a shift towards a plant-based diet. And third, it implies that consumers are idiots and can't make out the difference between products. There's an old saying in advertising, and one that government would also do well to heed. Remember, the consumer is not an idiot, she's your wife.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.